Tim?
I'm just take a little time to digest it. I mean, I know we had a discussion about the self yesterday, briefly, and I think this has just highlighted that there's some assumptions about the perception of the self that I didn't hold. Like, there's the assumption that it's permanent and unchanging never really occurred to me. So the definition of the self and the ego, I think I've got a little bit confused as to what those concepts mean in the context of what we're talking about. So I'm going to have to sort of do a little bit of thinking, I think, before I get to that. The thing that's, I think, I suppose, on my mind at the moment is from the sort of basic grasping side of things and how we apply that as a desire or a conflict of desire. So the example I was thinking of is the staircase example, where someone builds a wooden staircase in their house and they had this image of it originally of being this fantastic, lovely, beautiful staircase, but they couldn't afford it, they didn't have enough money, so they built a simple wooden staircase. And then there's a feeling of sadness or regret or some kind whenever they use a staircase, this could have been a better staircase. And that adds sort of a certain amount of sadness to their life, and they're upset about that, or because they're not accepting the world as it is, they're imagining this sort of theoretical staircase that could have been there, and the distance between those two points creates sadness. And I haven't really thought it through to where the conflict of desire really is in that situation. But clearly we don't want, you know, the desire not to be sad. It's not really the desire to have a better staircase, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, but there's obviously the desires which led them to build a simpler staircase, aren't there? Those desires to fit in with reality. You know, perhaps they could have built an elaborate staircase if they'd gone into huge amounts of debt to do it, for example, but they didn't want to do that. So there's still a conflict of desires there, isn't there? There's what they would ideally have liked, and then there's what their desire to fit in with other conditions, which made them act differently.
I suppose it's more a practical application that viewing those sets of desires as balanced desires and choosing between them or getting to work together implicitly doesn't feel as useful as letting go of the grasping of wanting the bigger staircase or wanting the faster car or wanting just sort of letting that desire not take a hold in a certain way and accepting that I don't have a better staircase and that's okay.
Well, it's a question of whether you can do that, isn't it?
I suppose that I find that I do, if you see what I mean. And so, and as a model, the way I think of it, that seems okay. I think it's just because it's a different model to that we're talking about with conflict desire. I haven't worked out how I would practically represent that.
Well, perhaps you have a access to a bigger model in which you can place your attachments to elaborate staircases or whatever it is, which enables you to relax that conflict and then focus on something that's more practical.
Yeah, so perhaps identifying what that bigger model is or something might help articulate the situation a bit.
I mean, just to take a guess from what I know of you so far, like my stab might be something to do with your creativity, but I don't know. It's, if you have a sort of direction on things that you're creating, I mean, my experience is that's very engaging. So any other little desires that you might have are relatively dwarfed by that flow of creativity. I don't know if you can relate to that.
I think it's going to take. I think it's just going to take a little bit of thinking it through time to sort of assimilate that view of it. I suppose I've always realised that everything is about conflicting desires, and you can't have everything.
Yeah.
Therefore, everything's going to be in some way a compromise or a change of direction when you can't have something. But I haven't actually explicitly thought about practical things in those terms, as in whether or not I have a nice car or whether or not I get to do what I want to do on a particular day.
Yeah.
On those situations, it's more a case of I accept the fact that this day is not going to have all the things I wanted in it, and that's okay. Yeah. I don't think of it as a desire to have everything and then a desire to, and then, you know, to, I don't know what the other desire is, that's what's before my finding the conflict. And then working out how I am balancing it is different from the fact that I'm satisfied in the fact that I don't feel in conflict. That makes sense.
Yeah. As I said, maybe worth just thinking about what enables you to be satisfied, because that may have packed into it an integrative processing already that you're used to using.
Yeah. I guess satisfaction itself is a kind of a needs to be integrated with drive, and you know, I mean, it depends on how you view satisfaction. I mean, the simplest level, you could imagine satisfaction to be simply the absence of desire. You know, you're not driven to be acquiring something or, you know, changing something. You're actually content with the way things are, so you just have to sit with it. It's like this thing about, you know, you can fulfill your need, you can deal with dissatisfaction by fulfilling your needs or acquiring things, and or you can reduce your needs. There's two different kind of strategies, if you like, for dealing with the problem of dissatisfaction. And again, equally, either one taken to extremes is problematic. If you're completely driven all the time, you're never going to stop and enjoy something. But if you spend your entire life smelling the roses, you're not going to feed yourself. You know, it's like, I was thinking also about what you were saying in terms of almost like regret, and thinking about the staircase that never was, and what you were saying about integrating desires requiring a sort of temporal perspective, being able to look into the future and consider long-term needs. And maybe looking into the future and looking to the past have got sort of different flavours, haven't they? I find it easier to kind of engage with the notion of integrating future desires than I do integrating desires from my past that manifest as regret, really. Because again, there seems to me to be some value in regrets. I really balk against these kind of, oh, there's no point in regretting anything, you know, just kind of moving on with your life, because that implies never learning anything from what you've done. But equally, there's no point in flagellating yourself for something you can't change because it's in the past. So there's some kind of integration in a backward perspective as well as a forward one.
I find a useful maxim with these things as a rule of thumb that I find very helpful is that maxim we all know, you know, that that you try to have the patience for things you can't change, and then to cultivate the courage to change the things you can, and then the trick is cultivating the wisdom to know the difference between the two. I often see what the fruits of meditation has to do with that sort of way of thinking for me. Martine Batchelor often talks about, she calls it creative engagement.
Yes, I mean, creativity is something we could talk a bit more about tomorrow, because I think it relates to the idea of meaning and the way in which we, I'll explain this more tomorrow, but the idea of integrating meaning is an extension, really, of the idea of integrating desire, but in relation to symbols of some kind. So creativity, I would see as being able to integrate desires in relation to symbols. Whether you're creating new symbols, I think writing a story, say, or obviously it could be done in other ways, like, you know, teaching, for example, or even just thinking about something in a different way, but in a way that brings different desires together in relation to the meaning of the symbols that you're thinking about. So that's obviously, you know, it can form an important part of the process of integration of desires in the larger perspective, is that kind of creativity. Mm-hmm.